This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. What is repentance, and is it necessary for salvation? Many understand the term repentance to mean turning from sin. This is not the biblical definition of repentance. In the Bible, the word repent means to change your mind. The Bible also tells us that true repentance will result in a change of actions. Luke 3:8-14 and Acts 3:19 teach repentance very clearly. Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Do not just say to each other, "We are safe, for we are descendants of Abraham." That means nothing, for I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now the axe of the judgment of God is poised, ready to sever the roots of these trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. The crowds asked, "What should we do?" John replied, "If you have two shirts, give one to the poor. If you have food, share it with those who are hungry." Even corrupt tax collectors came to be baptized and asked, "Teacher, what should we do?" He replied, "Collect no more taxes than the government requires." "What should we do?" asked some of the soldiers. John replied, "Do not extort money or make false accusations, and be content with your pay. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." Acts 26:20 declares, "I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds." The full biblical definition of repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of action. What then is the connection between repentance and salvation? The book of Acts seems to especially focus on repentance in regards to salvation. Acts 2:38, Acts 3:19, chapter 11:18, chapter 17:30, chapter 20:21, and Acts 26:20. To repent in relation to salvation is to change your mind in regard to Jesus Christ. In the sermon Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, he concludes with a call for the people to repent. Repent from what? Peter is calling the people who rejected Jesus to change their minds about Him, to recognize that He is indeed Lord and Christ. Peter is calling the people to change their minds from rejection of Christ as the Messiah to faith in Him as both Messiah and Savior. Repentance and faith can be understood as two sides of the same coin. It is impossible to place your faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior without first changing your mind about who He is and what He has done. Whether it is repentance from willful rejection or repentance from ignorance or disinterest, it is a change of mind. Biblical repentance in relation to salvation is changing your mind from rejection of Christ to faith in Christ. It is crucially important that we understand repentance is not a work we do to earn salvation. No one can repent and come to God unless God pulls that person to himself. John 6:44 puts it this way, "If the Father who sent me does not draw you, then there is no way you can come to me. But I will resurrect everyone who does come on the last day." Acts 5:31 and 11:18 indicate that repentance is something God gives. It is only possible because of his grace. Then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as Prince and Savior. He did this so the people of Israel would repent of their sins and be forgiven. When the others heard this, they stopped objecting and began praising God. They said, "We can see that God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of repenting of their sins and receiving eternal life." No one can repent unless God grants repentance. All of salvation, including repentance and faith, is a result of God drawing us, opening our eyes, and changing our hearts. The extreme patience of God leads us to repentance, as does his kindness. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some regard slowness, but is being patient toward you, because he does not wish for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Romans 2, verse 4 says, "Do you forget about his loving kindness to you? Do you forget how long he is waiting for you? You know that God is kind. He is trying to get you to be sorry for your sins and turn from them." While repentance is not a work that earns salvation, repentance unto salvation does result in works. It is impossible to truly and fully change your mind without that causing a change in action. In the Bible, repentance results in a change in behavior. That is why John the Baptist called people to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Matthew 3:8 says, "Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God." A person who has truly repented from rejection of Christ to faith in Christ will give evidence of a changed life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come." Galatians 5:19-23 reads, "When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." James 2:14-26 says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can this kind of faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacks daily food, and one of them says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and eat well,' but you do not give them what the body needs, what good is it? So also faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being by itself. But someone will say, 'You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works.' You believe that God is one? Well and good. Even the demons believe and tremble with fear. But would you like evidence, you empty fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? You see that his faith was working together with his works, and his faith was perfected by works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Now Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend.'" You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And similarly, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. Repentance, properly defined, is necessary for salvation. Biblical repentance is changing your mind about Jesus Christ and turning to God in faith for salvation. Acts 3:19 says, "Therefore repent and turn back so that your sins may be wiped out." Turning from sin is not the definition of repentance, but it is one of the results of genuine faith-based repentance toward the Lord Jesus Christ. In biblical Greek, the word metanoia signifies a change of mind, a change in the trend and actions of the whole inner nature, intellectual, affectional, and moral. So, in conclusion, to be saved, to be born again, and to go to heaven with Jesus, repentance is necessary. To change your mind about God and your attitude toward what Jesus did for you is required. But it is the Holy Spirit that will change your mind for you. If you allow the Holy Spirit to work and act in your mind, in your heart, and in your life. If you sense a need or a desire to change the direction of your life towards God, that is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Say yes to God. Confess your sins and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And at that website, we have past radio programs, a daily Bible verse, Pastor Terry Priestap writes a blog article on Christian living, plus a bit of information about myself and Pastor Terry. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. That's gospel2africa.com, and you may write to us through our website as well as through the postal mail. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Acts 3:19. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out.